It's now 6:16 p.m. and you're listening to the live local news on WORT 89.9 FM Madison.
Both Governor Scott Walker and his opponent Tony Evers say they have the solution when it comes to the state's healthcare system. But one local group just developed a plan that they say would fix healthcare in Wisconsin. That suggestion comes from ABC for Health and is called WisCare 2019. WRT producer Nina Kravinsky spoke with ABC for Health Executive Director Bobby Peterson about this plan today.
We have Bobby Peterson on the line. He's the Executive Director of ABC for Health, and they're out with a new plan that they say would improve the state's healthcare system. Bobby's here to break that down for us. Bobby, thanks for coming on the air today.
Sure, great to be here.
So one of the big ideas in this plan would be to combine a bunch of different health pools, including Badger Care, small businesses, state and local employees, and some others. How would that work, and how would it help the state?
We would combine Badger Care Plus, which is a Medicaid program, state employees, local employees, into a larger pool. When you think about healthcare coverage and cost size really matters, and it's about leveraging costs, helping to reduce the cost of healthcare, and large pools also spread risk. So people with pre-existing condition don't get put into a high-risk segregation camp like was the old HRSA program, the high-risk pool that was in Wisconsin back before 2014. That wasn't that was expensive, and the coverage was not great for a lot of folks.
Right. What would that change look like for people? How would their health care change essentially?
Well, it's an incremental process. We know that health care changes take time. The Affordable Care Act was done over 4 or 5 years period of time, and this would be similar. We're looking at a 5-year proposal. Initially, it would be the state would have to seek some federal waivers. It would be opportunities to integrate parts of the marketplace in Badger Care Plus. That would help create a pool of over 1 million people right there, which allows you to spread the risk, lower costs, and improve consumer protections, which I think is a really important part of it. But this is something, people have heard things like Medicare for All. I mean, this is a variant of that. I mean, the goal is the same, is to try and provide coverage for everyone. But this is something that Wisconsin could do on its own with some help from the federal government. But integrating these pools really is a way of spreading risk in a way that we have some, obviously, some sick people in the pool, but a lot of healthy people, too. So it balances out, and we have lower costs overall.
Right. And so it seems like in broad terms, this obviously deals with Medicaid population, and it expands the pool of people who are eligible for Medicaid. How would that differ from the way that the direction that the state is going on Medicaid?
Well, the state, rejected the idea of expanding Medicaid. They did a small mini expansion, expanded for folks below 100% of the federal poverty limit, and it, was really, foolish in many ways because they missed out on over $1 billion in federal funding that could have supported healthcare coverage programs in Wisconsin. So, it does include a Medicaid expansion. It includes building on the Badger Care Plus program as the base, but over time we begin to add people to the pool. And as more and more people get into the pool, we get to the point after 5 years that small businesses and large businesses that want to can join the pool. By that point, we'd have probably over 3 million people in the pool, and we'd have quite a bit of purchasing leverage, better consumer protections, a blending of healthy and some people that may have pre-existing condition, but it would be a pool that would ultimately be less expensive than what we're paying for right now.
Right. And so you've been making this call for the state to take federal Medicaid expansion funds for years. You've talked about how it would benefit the state, but I guess what has it been like in the years that we haven't been taking this money, and what would be different, do you think, if things had gone differently?
Well, if we could go back in time and take the Medicaid expansion funds, we would be identifying coverage opportunities for probably another 60,000 people plus. Just the process that we went through, not taking Medicaid expansion. The system was created, it was a corn maze eligibility process. So we had parents that had to go to the marketplace, kids that had to go on BadgerCare Plus, families with different providers potentially, different systems, different eligibility limits, people losing coverage. So it was a hot mess, and the administration sort of touted as having no coverage gaps, which was really, disingenuous in a way, because it just had so many, blind alleys and areas that were just so confusing for people to navigate that, you can pretend that there was no coverage gaps, but the reality was that a lot of people lost coverage. We saw evidence of this in Wisconsin with our uncompensated care costs in the state. So when you look at the overall numbers of uncompensated care back in 2013 when the Affordable Care Act first started, they were well over, $1.3 billion. They dropped from 2014, 2015 down to below $1 billion, and that was in part related to some of the mini expansions. Those numbers could have dropped even further if we had fully expanded Medicaid. But lately we've seen them rising again. Now for 2017, they're up to $1.1 billion again. Partly this is because we have challenges in people trying to get coverage, unpaid medical bills, which is part of uncompensated care. All of that debt is another way that we can, figure if we can do this more effectively at the front end of the process instead of letting people get into debt and not be able to pay their bills. If we identify coverage for them early on, it's going to save Wisconsin quite a bit of money in terms of reducing uncompensated care, because after all, those unpaid bills don't go away. They get socialized and redistributed into everybody else's bill. So the cost of health care goes up because of that. So that's another benefit of the WISCARE proposals, that we're going to really stop socializing medical debt. We're going to identify coverage early on for people and get them the care that they need and deserve.
Right. And so, Obamacare premiums have been going up quite a bit, and a lot of that has to do for the past few years, and a lot of that has to do with the federal government. But would this plan do anything to fix that? Is there, how does that work into this?
Well, part of it is the idea that if you integrate these pools, you're going to lower the cost. I mean, the marketplace plans are more expensive in some ways because, it's about the risk pool, and the fact that there might be people that have more pre-existing conditions that are part of it. The Affordable Care Act doesn't allow for people being denied based on pre-existing condition, but it's a smaller pool. If you look at BadgerCare Plus, they don't allow discrimination based on pre-existing condition either. It's a much larger pool with a lot of kids in it that are cheaper to insure. If you integrate those pools, you will result in some cost savings and a better blending of the risk between, healthy people, healthy kids, and some people with pre-existing conditions. So, at least with our plan, what we're talking about is by integrating these pools, we help to create less risk. Right now, we call a lot of the small groups out there risk puddles because they're not really pools. They, they're risk puddles, and people with pre-existing conditions, the costs rise, and it gets spread out among the other people in that small group sometimes, and the marketplace is in some ways an example of that. We think that we need large-scale pools spreading the risk and then helping to lower costs, both because we've spread the risk, but we also increase purchasing leverage. So it's in some ways it's like the Amazon effect, where if you just have a large group, you can really help reduce the cost because you have such strong purchasing leverage. You don't have to pay really ridiculously high prices. You can say, no, this is what we're going to pay, and this is it. It's part of the reason people complain about why BadgerCare Plus is unpopular with providers because of the low reimbursement rates. We believe by integrating pools, you can also do some things to address reimbursement rates so that they're a little bit more middle of the road. You're going to address some provider concerns But the big issue is going to be that we're going to have a lot of people in the pool and spreading that risk.
This all relies on the legislature, obviously, and you haven't necessarily always been on the same page as them, as you've said. Is there any hope that this could go anywhere? Kind of what would this take to actually happen?
Well, it's, you know, this is a reflection of our experience serving clients over the last 25 years. You know, I don't expect anyone to take this and run with this fully, but I expect some of the ideas to generate some traction. There's a lot of ideas in here that are worth pursuing. I think we offer hope and opportunity, saying there is a better way. And here's some ideas out here that we can, you know, that we can use, that we can try in Wisconsin. This doesn't rely necessarily on, you know, the wait for a Medicare for All proposal. We can start doing some things here in Wisconsin. Very creative ideas that could help extend coverage to everyone over a period of 5 years. So I'm hoping that that the ideas in here will gain some, you know, some support. We like the other idea in here, which is a system of advocacy and support. You think about people that are trying to navigate systems of healthcare when they're sick or caring for a family member. It's challenging. Red tape, it's bureaucracy, either private insurance bureaucracy or public bureaucracies. You need help to navigate those systems, and we build that into the system because that's part of our experience here at ABC for Health, is that people do need help. These are very, you know, legalistic contracts sometimes, and provisions not medically necessary, experimental treatments, ineligible for services. Those are all big challenges that people face, and it's hard to when you're sick. Identifying that consumer support and helping people get through the red tape and get the care they need is a real big part of this plan.
All right. We've been speaking with Bobby Peterson, the executive director of ABC for Health, about a new plan they have out that would, they say, would improve healthcare in the state. Bobby, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.